very strong words. It hits heavy, I find. Don't become a show bottle. What is a show bottle? Don't become a show bottle of religious life. What is a show bottle, Mother Sharanagati? In the window of a pharmacy, it's colored water in a bottle for show to draw people in. But, and it's advertising it as this is the medicine. But it's only a show bottle. It is only colored water. There is nothing of value inside. So Prabhupada says, so don't become a show bottle of religious life. The show bottle of religion feels very unsatisfied inside. The show bottle of religion, empty inside but carrying on the outside, and perhaps we've all had that experience, and it is not very pleasant at all. So what is the cure? Actually, Prabhupada says, actually try to understand what is religion. And what is religion? What did he say it is? Yes, spontaneous attraction. But notice also, he's pointing to the spontaneous attraction to hearing about Krishna and his pastimes, because in that hearing, Krishna is actually there. But spontaneously being able to taste the spiritual energy, the spiritual dealings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the spiritual dealings of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan, through the hearing process. So how important is the hearing? It is, Prabhupada is saying here, it is that, to be spontaneously attracted to hearing as a goal in Krishna consciousness. So we can't imitate that. From now on I'm going to be spontaneously attracted to hearing. It certainly doesn't work like that. But it is the goal. It is a prerequisite for being on top of the mountain itself. And then Prabhupada says, therefore actually try to understand what is religion. It is love for Krishna. And hearing about the loving dealings of Krishna and his devotees, and that's what's in the Bhagavatam from the beginning to the end. The processes of advancing. Hearing about, understand what is religion, what is God, what is God. So what is Prabhupada talking about? He's talking about that Supreme Lord, Krishna. He had mentioned that earlier. Krishna and his dealings in Vrindavan, this is God. And we heard that yesterday. How that Supreme Personality, when we're hearing, remember, does anyone remember one of the meetings of Madhupati? Does anyone remember one of the meetings of Madhupati being Yadupati and what the implication of that was? Yeah, he is the master of the Yadu dynasty. And look what he's doing. He's wandering in the grounds, the cowherd grounds of Vrindavan without shoes on, in exchange of loving dealings with these special, most special devotees of Vrindavan. So understand what is God, what causes the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the all-powerful Lord, to take off his shoes, the innermost part of he's revealing the innermost part of his heart by revealing these most intimate activities. And he so kindly comes and displays these activities so that the devotees can hear and speak about them. not mistaking them to be the activities of the material world, but they can hear and speak about them and develop an attraction. I want to be there. I don't want to be here. I want to be there. That is my home. That is where the taste is. And what am I willing to do to get there? That is the subject of the fourth of the qualities that we need to be equipped with to ascend. The fourth, these aren't the four qualities in the sense that this is, you know, that type of an authoritative presentation. No, these are the qualities mentioned by the that I've pulled out of the teachings of Sanat Kumar to Maharaj Prithu, and they are certainly very, very powerful. The first one, detachment. Second one, develop attachment, and then we've moved from that directly to hearing as the method. And the fourth one is, we'll spend some time on, is that we have to take shelter. Make Krishna our shelter. Sanat Kumar, almost summing up everything that he says to Maharaj Prithu in the last two verses of his instructions, and please listen carefully to these. He says, and this is the summary of everything he wants to tell, because within this taking shelter of Krishna is everything. Sharanagati, it is called, and as we usually translate it, is surrender. But it is returning to our actual shelter. In this material world, we look for security, we look for shelter, but we don't find it, because it doesn't exist here. Our shelter, our Sharanagati, is in Krishna. Sharanam Braja, Ham Tam Sarva Papebhyo Moksha Shami Masucha. Here is what Sanat Kumar says. The devotees who are always engaged in the service of the toes of the lotus feet of the Lord can very easily overcome the hard-knotted desires for fruit of activities. Because this is very difficult. What is the hard-knotted desire for fruit of activities? The activities we perform to gain something for ourselves as the center. So it is very difficult to break this knot. It is root, it is knotted and tied into the false ego. But the devotees can do it very easily. How is this possible? Because this is very difficult. The non-devotees, the jnanis and yogis, although trying to stop the waves of sense gratification, cannot do it. Therefore, to do it, to break the knot that ties us to the material world, you are advised, O Prithu Maharaj, to engage in the devotional service of Krishna. Bhaja Vasudevam. Bhaja. Devotion. The service springing from the heart's devotion. Engage in the devotional service of Krishna, the son of Vasudev. The ocean of nescience. The entirety of the material existence, the consciousness that attaches us to the material existence, the oceans of nescience, is difficult to cross. Why? Because it is infested. This ocean is infested with many dangerous sharks. What are those sharks? We'll speak about this, Krishna willing, next time. There are all our material desires. They want to gobble us up, eat us. They are merciless. It is dangerous and difficult to cross this ocean because of the shocks of our material desires. Although those who are non-devotees undergo severe austerities and penances to cross that ocean, this is not what the four Kumaras are recommending. Rather, they say, we recommend that you simply take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, which are like boats for crossing the ocean. Although the ocean is difficult to cross, by taking shelter of his lotus feet, you will overcome all dangers. My dear devotees, this is so simple, but yet so difficult to do. Part of the reason, from my own experience, is I'm not sure what it means to take shelter of Krishna, to take shelter of his lotus feet, to surrender to him. Does it mean just do as you're told? I heard one lecture of Prabhupada's, it was in a letter rather, where he said, in the beginning, I'm paraphrasing, that's what it means. Do as you're told. But later he said, you get your freedom. Why is it in the beginning, do as you're told, and especially Westerners, this is not part of our culture, do as you're told. The first thing, as soon as the child, a Western child, pops out of the womb, he says, no! We're trained like this, and souls who have this rebellious spirit take their births in these wombs so that they learn no! We're taught evolutionary theory from the beginning of our childhood. We're evolving. The parents are not as, therefore, because the parents, it's evolutionary, we're progressing towards perfection, therefore the parents no less than the children. Ask any 16-year-old. They'll tell you the same thing. If we listen to our parents, that'll ruin progress. We can't follow their ways. We have to go. We're evolving. It's trained in the culture. It's Kali Yuga. Independence. There is no shelter. And the more we try to enjoy this world, the more we lose our faith and hope that the about anything, that the only person who cares about me is going to take care of me is me. And therefore, I dedicate my life to complete selfishness and taking care of myself. And the more we do that, the more miserable and lonely and unhappy our hearts become. And hard, callous, cruel, selfish, miserable, more and more miserable. But here there is a solution. Take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. In the beginning, do as you're told because we don't know what will please Krishna. But when we learn what will please Krishna, our responsibility is to act on that level for Krishna's pleasure, and that is Bhagavad Dharma, Krishna consciousness. Putting Krishna back in the center, the positive alternative to materialistic, miserable life, where everyone is trying to be the center oneself. Act in such a way that Krishna will be pleased. Thinking like that. Think like that. How should I act right now that will please Krishna? Take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. My dear devotees, yesterday I gave a homework assignment. Does anyone remember what that homework assignment was? What to speak of doing it? Yes. Watch your mind. Watch your mind. Did anyone try this? Raise your hand if you actually tried to watch your mind in difficult circumstances. What did you note? Jagopal Prabhu.
Well, he immediately tries to take shelter in something material or something.
Such as, be a little a little specific.
Where are some sweets or?
Yeah, when there's difficulty, that's one thing that everyone learns to do. Feed the mouth. Or go to sleep, or waste time, or in the West, it's very much go shopping. When all else fails, go shopping. Or did anyone get angry? Notice himself really getting angry at anyone when things didn't work the way they wanted? As if the whole world is supposed to be organized about working the way I want? I see myself doing that really a lot. I get surprised how much anger is there inside when things don't go the way I want. Anger comes out, but anger is not a shelter. It is a covering over the soul. Now, what's going to happen to me if I don't learn the art of taking shelter of Krishna? What's going to happen to me at death? When my mind is disturbed, when there's so much pain, when I can't breathe, this world, my dear devotees, is the land of sadhana, a testing ground, a practice ground, to go back to Godhead, to serve Krishna, to love C.C. Radha and Krishna. But what do I do when my mind, when I become conscious that my mind takes shelter of everything but Krishna, when my life is peaceful and I can organize everything just the way I want, and I've just eaten and I've just rested and everyone is listening to me or no one's around, then I can sit and chant. But what do I do with this mind when I notice that it is averse to Krishna? Krishna buli se jeev anadi bahi mukh. Turning my back on Krishna under pressure. What to do with this crazy mind? It's war. There are other ways, excuse me. But one way or another, there is the strong way. I'm just going to, no matter how loud my mind gets, I'm going to chant louder, which is a practical way for many devotees. I'm going to just, I recognize it, become conscious of it, and then what I do is, Krishna, 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 please help me. My mind is doing it again. Please help me, this is not a shelter, please give me shelter. This is the recommendation of who? When the highwayman of lust comes to steal away the valuable jewels of realizations that you have gathered through your hard work of Krishna consciousness, and then your mind starts whispering in your ear, something that's going to grow. It comes in very gently with a soft thought, but quickly it grows to be a monster. Well, as quickly as possible, recognize it. And then what is Raghunath Das Goswami's recommendation?
Oh, Krishna!
Yes! Call out for help! Jai Jai Shri Radhe! And he'll always come to help. The light drives out darkness. There is no separate endeavor. Men, and Sanat Kumar, the guru of the jnanis and yogis, is saying that the jnanis and yogis and karmis fail because they attempt by their own efforts. But our efforts, mam eva te papadyante mayam etan taranti te, they will not work. We need to surrender to Krishna. we need to develop the practice of somehow or another, wild as my mind is, Krishna, 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 help me, save me. Mahaprabhu taught this. When he was going to South India, when he began his preaching after taking sannyas, he began, Jagopal, you ready, Prabhu? The drum, it's time. He began practically speaking by singing, Krishna, 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 hey, everyone!
Krishna, 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 Krishna,
hey. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam. Rakshamam means what? Protect me! Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pai Mam. Pai Mam means protect me! Krishna, 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 Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
oh, Krishna,
Krishna,
protect me, save me. What do I need protection and saving from more than anything else? Dushtamana. This mind, because it takes shelter everywhere but Krishna. And the cure is this calling out Krishna's names, or another cure. Raghunath Das Goswami also pleads, oh my dear mind, please develop attachment on the positive side. And Krishna, so it's pleading or loud chanting, one, sometimes pleading, sometimes a stick, sometimes loud chanting, sometimes criticizing the mind. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur recommended beating the mind with brooms, sticks, criticizing the mind. I followed you for so many, in this life, so many times, and look where it's given, gotten me so much trouble, so much bad habits. Now please, I beg you, develop unprecedented rati, attachment, for the lotus feet and the service of Sri Guru, of Giriraj Govardhana, of Vrindavan, of Sri Gaura, Sri Nitai. Please, the mind, you hold on and you reject. Now please, get it straight. I have no other shelter but you. If left to my own devices, I'll prove again and again how faulty and problem-filled I am. This is the fourth, really the fifth property, equipment we need to climb this mountain, taking shelter. And we need humility to do this. For detachment, we need humility. For attachment to Krishna, we need humility. Maharaj. For hearing, we need humility. For taking shelter, we have to acknowledge our own insignificance. 1/10,000th the tip of the hair in size, what does that do to your self-esteem? Insignificance. But don't let insignificance and problems become neurotic self-indulgence. Call out to Krishna for help. When there's a problem, when you realize how entangled and crazy the mind is, this problem, that problem, call out to Krishna for help. Then the problem becomes a blessing. And if we get a blessing by Krishna's grace, and we become proud, the blessing turns into a problem. So increase, we must, my dear devotees, we must increase our attachment, our experience. We must learn to depend on Krishna, which is the essence. Looking to Krishna as protector. This is the essence of surrender. Of Sharanagati. I have no other shelter but you. There are a few songs. Where is Matiji? Oh, Hare Krishna. The first one. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's recommendation. Everyone sing. Lord Gaurasunda sings in a very sweet voice. Everyone sing. Whether you are a householder or a sannyasi, constantly chant, Hari, 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 Hari. Do not forget this chanting. Whether you're in a happy condition or a distressful one, just fill your lips with Harinam.
First verse again.
Like a baby crying for mother.
One more time.
Come on. Bhaktivinod Thakur says, Namasraya Jata Kori Jatana Tumi Namasraya, that we have to take shelter of the holy names of Krishna, not just chant Hare Krishna, but take shelter of the holy names of Krishna. Be fixed in that. Srila Rupa Goswami says in the first verse of his Namastak, O Harinam, the tips of the toes of your lotus feet are constantly being worshipped by the glowing radiance emanating from the string of gems known as the Upanishads. The Upanishads are meant to worship the lotus feet of Krishna, of Harinam, which are the crown jewels of the Vedas, the Upanishads. You are eternally adored by liberated souls such as Narada and Sukadeva. O Harinam, I take complete shelter of you. People, what's the first thing when people are feeling unsteady in Krishna consciousness? What is the first thing generally people do? Huh? Yeah, but before you go shopping, you have to do one thing. Huh? Yeah. You have to count your money. People count their money to see how much money they have just in case. Why? Because money is wealth. Money is our wealth. It's our protection. It's our energy. It's Shakti. Because without money, there is no... You can't control things. You're at everyone's mercy without money. Without wealth, without money, you can't enjoy. So everyone in this world tends to take shelter of their wealth, their money. But what is our real wealth? That's where we should take shelter. So we follow in our Guru Parampara, we follow in the lotus footprints of so many devotees to learn where our real wealth is. But here, we'll hear where Srila Narottama Das Thakur considers his wealth. Are we mind worshippers or
Shri Rupa Manjari Pada Shemora Shada Shri Rupa Manjari Pada Shemora Shada Shemora Bhajana Pujana Shemora Bhajana Pujana Shri Rupa Manjari Pada
the feet of Sri Rupa Manjari, Rupa Goswami's eternal form as a gopi of Braja, are my real wealth. They're the object of my bhajan and puja. They're the treasure of my heart, and they are my ornaments and the life of my life. I read an interesting quotation of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura's, where he said that one should pray to Srila Rupa Goswami and his followers because Mahaprabhu placed his feet upon Srila Rupa Goswami's head and gave him his full mercy. So therefore we should pray for a drop of that mercy. And we should pray to the holy names, he continued, to make us qualified to what? To serve the holy name. And thereby, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, the holy name will take up residence in your heart and reveal his form to you. This is our shelter.
Sing Hare Krishna.
Coming to Vrindavan, says That tune, keep playing that same melody. That was so nice. Akura, when he came to Vrindavan, said to Krishna, well, this is when he took shelter. This is what he said. What learned person would approach anyone but you for shelter? When you are the affectionate, grateful, and truthful well-wisher of your devotees. To those who worship you in sincere friendship, you reward everything they desire, even your own self, yet you never increase or diminish. Sri Uddhava said, my dear Lord, for one who is being tormented on the terrible path of birth and death, and is constantly overwhelmed by the threefold miseries, I do not see any possible shelter other than your 2 feet, which are just like refreshing umbrella, like a refreshing umbrella that pours down showers of delicious nectar. And Muchukunda, praise to Krishna in this way. For so long I have been troubled, I have been pained by troubles in this world, and I have been burning in lamentation. My 6 enemies, headed by lust and anger and greed and illusion, they are never satisfied, and I can find no peace. Therefore, O giver of shelter, O supreme soul, please protect me. O Lord, in the midst of danger, I have by good fortune approached your lotus feet, which are the truth, and which make one fearless and free from sorrow.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
these are the final words of Srila Prabhupada's in the lecture that we just heard. By bad association, we are habituated to these nonsense practices. But if you become a devotee and render service to Krishna under the direction of your spiritual master, these things will automatically vanquish. Anarta Navritti Syat Tato Nishta. Then your faith becomes firm. Tato Nishta Tato Ruchi Yata Shaktis. A Shakti. It is spontaneous attraction. So religious principle means you have to execute the preliminary formulas. But the ultimate end will be you'll have spontaneous attraction for hearing about God, Krishna. That is wanted. If that thing is not done, then you are simply wasting time by going to church or temple or mosque or any nonsense. Nod padied yadira tim shrama eva hi kevalam. Simply waste of time. So don't become a show bottle of religious life. Actually, try to understand what is religion, what is God, and make your life successful. Thank you very much. Jai Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
27 years ago, Srila Prabhupada expressed his desire to circumambulate Govardhan Hill and be in the shelter of Giriraj Govardhan. 500 years ago, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with his beautiful, beautiful transcendental body, walked around Govardhan Hill in complete ecstasy, embracing rocks of Govardhan, tears coming from his eyes. Nityananda Prabhu walked around Govardhan, walked in these very places where we are now. And 5,000 years ago, every day, Krishna would come here with the cows and graze them. The boys were there. This was a meeting place between the gopis, Krishna. All the residents of Vrindavan walked around Govardhan Hill and worshipped Govardhan Hill. Aren't we lucky to be here?
Okay. Thank you very much. Prasadam is at 1.
Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki! Bolo Giriraj Dharan ki! Bolo Giriraj!